everyone. It's RBCP. I'm doing a show, a live show. It is currently Saturday. Saturday the 13th? Yeah, July 13th, 2013. Let me know if this it sounds okay, like you didn't last week. For last time, because the first hour of my show was all fucked up. Evil Ideas wants me to start some riots in rich neighborhoods tonight. Lux gave me a good idea. He says, Roy, you should inform the United States military that you have distributed anthrax into the White House's drinking supply. So I think I'm going to try and get the White House's phone number. We're going to do that tonight. It's going to be hilarious. Can't wait for that. So I'm just going to do more of what I did on Tuesday night. I'm just going to prank the rich people. Prank the rich. Oh, that gives me an idea for a song. You guys know what I need to play right now. I was going to get right into it, but now I have to play this song. It's important. So I'm going to do the same place I was doing before. I've got just pages and pages of people to call, like 5 or 6 pages left. Anyone in the chat room that guesses the song I'm about to play, then within the next couple seconds, wins the prize. You win the prize. Prank the rich. 17 seconds. Aw, Lux says he's been waiting all day for me to say his name, and I just did. Alright, I'm going to play a song, and then I will be back, and I will get started with the prank. So I will see you guys in a minute. Getting rid of that sound. That's gotta stop. I can't deal with that the whole show. Does anyone know how to stop the sounds in Hangouts? Google Hangouts. I will quit the show if I can't stop this from happening.
You've reached 562.
Alright. Yeah, I looked all over. I didn't know it was gonna be that loud, but I looked all over Google Hangouts settings and, you know, sound devices and everything, and I can't turn that sound off. And it has to be turned off. We can't listen to that for 2 hours. That's just not gonna work. Everyone turn down your headphones. Here it comes. I might have to put on music and try and figure out how to turn this off. This has gotta stop.
You've reached 561.
All right. Everyone seems to want me to say, oh, god damn it, 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 god damn it. Madhouse just dropped. Madhouse just dropped. Okay, I need to play music in the background or something. Give me 1 second. Let me fix Madhouse. God damn Madhouse. Come on. Okay, I'm back on Madhouse. Let me put some music in the background so it doesn't drop like that. Apparently, when I'm completely silent, if I don't say anything on the stream, which I shouldn't be doing anyway, but when that happens, Madhouse just drops. And my own stream used to do that too. I mean, I think it does do that, but it has less of a delay when that happens. Anyway, everyone keeps telling me to talk about Zimmerman, so breaking news. Breaking news, everyone. Guess what? Zimmerman found not guilty. Also, breaking news. I don't know who Zimmerman is. I know it's some sort of race issue, something in the news. I've completely not read anything about it because it sounded boring. I don't know what happened. Who cares? I don't care. I don't care. All right, yeah, I'm going to take a break in just a little bit. I'm going to try a few calls first, though. But I'm going to try and figure out that Google noise. If anyone knows how on Google Hangouts... Oh, wait a minute. I know what to do. Fuck Google Hangouts. I'll just revert back to the old chat. That'll work, right? Revert to old chat. The old chat didn't make gigantic, crazy sounds when you tried to make a phone call. Alright, let's try this. I want to make a phone call. Here it goes. Hey, it's a ringing phone. I can deal with the ringing phone. Yay for Google Old Chat.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
Oh, it's Roy.
I don't know who you're calling, Roy, but you have the wrong number.
How would you know that? Is this Margaret?
Who is Roy?
I'm Roy. Are you Margaret?
Who are you calling? Why are you calling here?
I'm calling for Margaret. Are you Margaret?
Roy, I need to know who you are and why you're calling
Margaret.
I
just told you I'm Roy. Did I not reach Margaret? Did I get the wrong number?
What are you calling for?
Why are you freaking out on me? I just have a question.
I want to know who the heck you are.
It's a simple question.
I want to know who Roy is. She does not take calls from people we do not know.
I know you guys. Is this Kathleen?
No.
Who is this?
This is not Kathleen, and it's not Margaret, and you have the wrong number.
How is this the wrong number? If I know your names, how is it a wrong number? Tell me that. How is it a wrong number?
Because you will not identify yourself.
I have identified
you will not
myself
say why you know
times.
Us, and we do not
Roy.
Know you. Goodbye.
Roy Gerbell. Wait, don't hang up.
Roy who?
Roy Gerbell. I call
never
him.
Heard of you.
I'm a neighbor of yours. Jesus Christ.
A neighbor where?
Here in town.
What town?
Retard.
What? Don't call me any of your family names. Good night.
I just got zinged, didn't I? I got... Holy shit. Family names? Are you trying to star-5-7 me, ma'am? Hello? She's still there. No, okay, I just hung up. Sometimes on landlines, if you just sit there, before it hangs up, they'll pick up and they'll try and star-5-7 you, which is hilarious. But, she did pick up once, but then she just hung right back up. Oh, damn it. Oh, yeah, Tabachi said I should not say I'm Roy. So maybe I should stop using the name Roy. Even though if they call the voicemail back, they're going to hear the name Roy. Big Cat says I should call people and tell them the verdict of the case in the news that's been all over the news lately that I have no idea what's about. What's-his-face is guilty. Yay, who cares? Alright, I'm gonna hang up. I mean, I'm not gonna hang up. I'm going to color code this away. That was a good first call. Margaret got really mad. Or Margaret's maid or whoever answered the phone. The children's nanny or the cook, maybe. I don't know. I really wanted to ask her a question, though. Man... She was really uptight. Okay, I need a new name to use, I guess. I'm not going to use Roy anymore. Because for all I know, the police department in that town have put like notices up on every single house in town saying, be careful if someone named Roy calls you. Big Cat says I don't watch the news and I don't give a shit, apparently. I watch the news. I read blogs all day. That's all I do all day is I read blogs while I'm supposed to be working. I know all about the news, but every time I see Zimmerman, I just don't care. It's like some crazy racist thing. I don't even know what it is. I don't care. Oh, sounds. I need sounds. Whoever this Zimmerman is, whatever he's done, whatever he's guilty or not guilty of, it will not affect me ever. I promise that. Oh wait, I'm dialing in Skype. I don't want to do Skype. So I'm dialing out of Google tonight, because I have a phone number which is in the same city. Oh crap. Accidentally dialed through Skype. I have a phone number that's local to these people, so I will seem like a local person. I'm gonna keep trying these people, so
you've reached.
Be prepared for just ringing tonight. That's all you're gonna hear for the next 2 hours is ringing phones. That's all. Try and get a hold of these people. I meant to do a morning show this week, and I just didn't get around to it because I wanted to call some of these people in the morning. Hopefully, you know, people would answer in the morning. Hey, Avery Thomas, you haven't missed anything yet, except a lady yelling at me. So anyone who's not listening in the chat room should definitely go to madhouselive.com/chat. Or if they like IRC better, it's irc.madhouselive.com. And the room is pound madhouse. Oh, that one was the wrong area code. Like, out-of-state area code. Lux is giving me good ideas. He said I need to be with the friends of the blank tree community. The community library. The tree association. Heritage association. Alright, let's try another one here. Out of habit, I keep opening Skype, and then I have to close Skype and dial through Google. Tabachi claims that rich people go out on Saturday. I don't know, that sounds pretty crazy. Man, that Margaret house. She's really protective of putting Margaret on the phone, whoever that was. Yeah, Dark Stranger says everyone break into these houses, because they're all out of town tonight. So why not? Everyone visit the city and break into houses. It'll be hilarious. I'll be right back. I'm going to get some more addresses and... Kristen?
No, this is not Kristen. Who's calling?
Oh, my name's Kevin. This is Suzanne.
Yes?
Oh, hey, I'm a neighbor of yours. I live like a block away. I've been getting your mail.
You have?
Yeah, like for weeks now. And I just throw it in the trash, but I mean, it just keeps coming. It's like there's a forward or something. I don't know why. I live on Middlefield. Like around the corner.
You're on Middlefield around the corner. What's your house number?
128.
Okay. So you're... Oh, my gosh. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's pretty weird. But, I was going to bring that back later tonight, maybe. Maybe around 3 in the morning. I won't knock or anything. I was going to, throw it up in a tree.
Who's calling?
Kevin.
Kevin who?
Jurbel.
And why would you throw it up in a tree?
I don't know. Like, you've got that one tree, right next to your driveway that I'm pretty sure I can jump up into, and there's, an overhanging branch over the driveway. I'm going to set the mail on top of there. Maybe the wind will blow it down. Maybe it won't. It'll be like a surprise in the morning.
Very bizarre. Very bizarre.
What? Hello, ma'am? Suzanne? 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 She just stopped hanging. Just stopped talking to me. What the hell? All right, I'm not going to call back, though. I'm not going to call people twice tonight. I'm going to tell everyone I got their mail tonight. I got that one marked. Oh, that reminds me. Let me go to my show notes, because there's something sort of amusing. Let's see. So we did make the not the police log. Oh, wait, hold on. Where is it? I lost it. I don't know. There was like a very short entry. Apparently the police department in this town has a police blog, like a WordPress blog that they post in every single day to tell the residents what's going on. And that's when you know the police don't have anything better to do, is when they're blogging every day. Like part of their job is to blog. Let me check. I want to see. Here it is. Here it is. I will... Oh, I need to enter the chat room on this laptop. Anyway, okay, let me scroll down. I know right where it is. On the night that I was calling, Tuesday night, annoying phone calls at 10:26 p.m. Occurred on the 200 block of Paul Hemus Avenue, receiving harassing calls regarding property. Contact made with all residents and checked okay. Disposition report taken. So, yep, everything's fine. The community in Atherton can rest easy knowing that the police have dealt with this situation. And that's why I don't want to call people more than once. Because I think that way, you know, I'm not harassing people, I'm just calling them once. What's the big deal, right? I don't think I made the blotter, unless I made the paper blotter, like the physical paper blotter, but it's not on the website, the blotter thing. But I get the feeling that, like, all of the blotter news doesn't make the website, just, like, the really good stuff. And they're not going to care about phone calls. I really wanted to talk to that first lady, because she had these gigantic trees in her front yard. Like, huge, really tall trees, like the redwoods or something. Crazy, gigantic trees. To have a word with her about her trees. Oh, hello?
Hello?
Oh, I was calling for Paul. Is this...
No, I'm sorry he isn't here right now. Do I leave a message?
Oh, well, is this Virginia?
Yes.
Hey, I'm a neighbor of yours. I keep getting your mail.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's... So, I'm over...
Where are you?
I'm over on Hallbrook.
Hallbrook? Where is that?
Oh, it's just kind of around the, you know, a little down the street or whatever, but I've been getting your mail for, like, I don't know, a few weeks now. I was throwing No, I was throwing it away at first. It's like it's being forwarded or something.
Well, so, Holbrook, so so if you're coming in, so which entrance do you come in?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to come here. I'm going to bring it to your house.
Oh, my goodness, that would be fantastic.
But I'm not going to do it till late at night, like way after dark.
Oh, okay. Is that a joke or not?
No, I'm completely serious. I have social anxiety issues. I really don't want to talk to you in person. I'm going to put it in your tree.
In my tree or in my mailbox?
Well, you have that heavy shrubbery in front of your house.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to throw it in there, random spots in the shrubs.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Like, I don't know. I have at least 10 pieces of mail. I'm thinking a couple pieces in each shrub. I'm just going to throw it as far. I'm going to stick it as far back into the shrubs as I can.
And well, you know what? We're such old people, we're going to have a hard time retrieving it like that.
Okay, I won't stick it too far back then. Do you have one of those little robot arm things, like those little grip things where you, for people in wheelchairs, you could just kind of stick it in the bushes and get the mail out?
No, I'm sorry, we can't. So, you know what? If you can come late at night and you can stick it in our mailbox and nobody will see you.
Oh, that'd be weird. I mean, your mailbox is weird. It's like, is that supposed to look like your house, that little brown thing?
That little brown thing was created by one of our sons, yeah.
Oh, did he fail woodshop?
So, look, I don't know who you are, and I don't know how you got our telephone number.
It's in the phone book.
Genius. This sounds like a big joke.
No, I have your mail, and I'd like to return it. And I'm just saying, like, I can see that it's supposed to look like your house because it has a flat roof, just like you have a flat roof, but it looks stupid.
Right. So, what's wrong with putting it in there?
That's a federal offense. Like, you're not supposed to just put things in people's mailbox.
How about if you just put it at the bottom of the mailbox
In the shrubs, right?
on the ground. Yeah.
Like in the in the shrubbery.
Right below the mailbox.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, in the shrubbery, correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't. You were going in and out.
Kind of in the leaves, in the shrubbery. There's, you know.
Well, listen. You might as well put it there, and you know it's not going to be any more lost than it's being lost at your house.
I'm just way too out in the open on that side of the driveway. I want to go to the other side of the driveway and stick it in all the shrubs. Maybe I'll like wing it over the shrubs, like try and land it in your yard, and hopefully it won't get stuck on top of the shrubs. I'll throw it like a frisbee.
Oh, is that right? Well, it's not going to work. Why don't you just put it on the ground?
Well, that's what I'm doing. I mean, that's how I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to come by at like 3 or 4 in the morning tonight, after everyone's asleep, and just throw these letters over your shrubs, and hopefully they'll land in the ground. I'm not trying to be difficult. That's just how it has to be.
Well, so there you go.
And hopefully it won't get stuck on top.
Okay,
like maybe you can go to Walgreens and get one of those grabber arms for people in wheelchairs.
Forget it, man. Okay. Forget it. That's okay.
Maybe the gardener can get them out.
Well, I guess it's going to be our problem, huh?
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, and I hope the letters stop coming. Maybe you should check with the post office and tell them to stop forwarding all your mail to me, because that's dumb.
Well, I don't know who it's being forwarded to.
I mean, it has everyone's name on it. It has Michael and Virginia and Judson, it says. John.
So it
seems like the whole family's being forwarded to me, like all these. But really, did your son fail woodshop?
Like how? No, but they were children. You know, children.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Children.
Well,
children.
All right. I don't know if I'd put something like that in front of my house.
Well, that's, I guess, maybe that's what happens when you're not afraid of people coming at you.
Yeah. Is it hinged? I mean, doesn't it even open? It looks like it's just it looks like a mess.
Well, listen, toss the mail if you want to, and I'll report it to the post office that it's happening.
Okay.
But I don't know where it's being delivered to. So, I'll do that to the post office if something comes to our yard. Nothing comes to our yard, then I won't bother to do that.
Okay, well, that works.
Okay.
But, I mean, look high up in the shrubs, because I don't have a very good throwing arm. I'll try my best to get it over into the yard.
There you go.
I'll try my best. I really will.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you, ma'am. Have a good night.
Good night.
Sleep well. That lady was so nice. Tabachi is like, oh shit, federal report. But she's not going to report it if the letters don't show up. And Samantha, if you're listening, Samantha's in Silicon Valley. Why don't you go throw some junk mail over her fence? It'll be hilarious. I'll give you her address. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. That's crazy talk. Oh, they have a nice swimming pool. Oh, I'm gonna get into the chat room right now. I'm going to log in so you guys can see this horrible excuse of a mailbox at this lady's house. Just wait till you see this. It's awful. I'm zooming in on it. I'm saving the link. And I'm sorry for you podcast listeners, I am not going to post links to these people's houses. I think it's a bad idea to have the whole town after me. Oh, it's not connected. Oh, there. The server's full, apparently. On the Madhouse IRC, the server's full. It says I can't connect. What the hell? I really want to show you guys this mailbox. Damn you, the inn. What kind of server is this? Horse8849, could you please leave the room so I can get in? Pretty please? Alright, I think it's about time I go pee. I'm going to play music, and I will be back in like a song or two.
I need an alarm system in my house so I know when people are creeping about. These people are freaking me out.
Alright, I'm back. But I don't have stuff ready to call yet. I finally got into the chat room. I just posted the link to an ugly, stupid mailbox that looks like a shack. Looks like something that I don't know, hillbillies would live in a 1970s movie that has hillbillies in it. Oh man, I forget who I just talked to.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
Alright, apparently that number is disconnected, as that guy just shouted at me. Alright, next. Nobody's called me back yet. I have a local number, so they could call me back if they really wanted to.
Hello?
Oh, hi. This is Terry. Terry Cross.
Yes?
I was calling for Michael. Is Michael around?
Yeah, he is. Is this the horseshoe player?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Terry. I'm sorry. Just a second.
I'm sorry it took me so long to call.
Mike, this is Terry, the horseshoe player.
Terry?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, it's Terry, the horseshoe player.
Yeah.
How are you this evening?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. That's enough of the small talk. We have to get to business.
Just okay, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I drove by your house today.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I saw all the dying shrubs out in front. not very big. You should try and grow those bigger and like put a little more effort into your landscaping.
Yeah, I looked the other way.
Yeah, that big ugly tree looks like it belongs in a haunted house.
Yeah.
God, it looks like, I mean, basically your house alone makes the entire neighborhood looks like a bunch of hobos live there.
Really?
It's like a neighborhood of hobos.
Have you been drinking?
No. Oh, no, of course not. I don't drink. I mean, I had a half of a Four Loko. That's like two beers.
Yeah.
That's like four half beers. Anyway, basically, yeah. I mean, cut down your trees and plant some new shrubs. So we're gonna play horseshoes soon?
Huh?
Are we gonna play horseshoes?
Horseshoe over. Yeah.
I'd love to play
horseshoes. Saturday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah, I haven't played in a while, but
well, I'm a
but
pro.
Yeah, I'll probably be out there Saturday.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. I'm a pro. I'll pretty much make you look.
Are
like,
you ready?
Yeah, I'm gonna make you look like an idiot. Like you're gonna lose every game. And you're just gonna look like a huge fool.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, what are you guys up to tonight?
Oh, I'm just
sitting in front of the fireplace, having some hanky-panky.
I'm watching the ball game now.
Oh, who's playing?
The Giants and
oh,
the Padres.
Oh, my God, I just don't care at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not much into those kind of sports. I'm really, horseshoes are my life.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, fuck baseball, fuck basketball and football. Fuck it all. Fuck all that shit. All that goddamn shit.
Yeah.
They have nothing on horseshoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, keep up the good work, and it'll probably help your game.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not wasting my time watching whatever the Giants is. What is that, football or something?
Well, yeah.
Close enough.
That's the only thing that's on, so.
Oh, I doubt that. I mean, how many channels?
I leave it on, but.
How many channels do you have?
Yeah, most of the time I hardly eat. I rang
the doorbell and you weren't home when I drove by. Yeah, I didn't want to visit or anything. I just needed to use the bathroom.
Well,
so I was forced.
There's a bathroom in back too, in the backyard.
Yeah, well, I mean, I peed on that tree, that haunted house looking tree.
Yeah.
I peed all over it, and then, you know, I had to go number two.
Oh my goodness!
And
you're in trouble.
Yeah. Oh no, it was fine. It worked out all right. And I wiped my ass on that mailbox.
You're kidding.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I better check that out.
Just on the pole, not on the handle or anything. I'm not gross. Come on.
Okay. Where do you live?
Oh, I'm just, you know, I'm not even 10 miles away. Maybe 15. Oh, somebody's at the door. I better get going. But I'll see you on Saturday for horseshoes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wipe.
That's the horseshoe day.
Yeah, I can't wait for Saturday. I'm going to, like, just.
Okay.
I'm going to wipe the fucking field with you on horseshoe day. Great.
Because I haven't played in a while. So, well, that's fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you can use that as an excuse, but whatever. I mean, it's not going to, you know, make me go easy on you or anything.
Oh, That's okay. It's only a game.
No, oh, I don't look at it like that. I mean, yeah.
Oh, I absolutely look at it like that.
Oh, no, it's not just a game. Winner fights the loser.
No.
We're going to...
Not for me.
Shit's going to get real on Saturday.
Holy... Whew. Jeez.
Yep. I
better bring a mask.
Yes, bring a mask. Yeah. If you show up without a mask, I'm just going to call you a pussy.
Well, that's okay, too.
That makes sense. Okay, well, I'll see you Saturday. I can't wait.
Okay.
All right, well, bye. Bye, Michael.
Bye.
Have a nice evening. Give your wife kisses and hugs for me. And maybe a grope,
okay.
A grope or two.
Take care.
All right, goodbye. Was I even talking just then? Okay, I'm back. I don't know what happened. That sucked. I don't know what's going on. The streams ditched me. They shut down. I don't know. I'm gonna play a song and figure out what's going on. Just give me a second, please. I blame Zimmerman. Okay, I don't know what's going on. The stream was lost. Oh, hold on one second. I better start my backup recording. Okay, all right, luckily, like, a funny call just happened, in my opinion. It was fucking hilarious. And I really enjoyed the call that just happened. I thought it was lost forever because the stream didn't record it because both of the streams dropped, both Madhouse and the Phone Loser stream. But they're back up now, and I'm broadcasting, I think. And they would have been lost, because when the streams go down, the recording stops. But luckily, I was doing a backup recording. The reason I do a backup recording is so I can watch the little waveform up on top of the screen, so I can make sure I'm not too loud or too low or anything. And luckily, that was recording the call, so I just saved that. And I'm going to play it now, because it needs to be played. It's a six-minute call that you guys just lost. I guess music was just playing, or maybe it went back to prank calls or whatever happened. I don't know. I'm going to play this, though. It's 6 minutes long. You will enjoy it. The lady was pretty funny. She called me a garbage man, and she doesn't like garbage men, apparently. So here goes. Oh, that's loud. Sorry. Let me turn it down.
Hello?
Hi, is this... Oh, I was calling for, Kimberly? Sorry, everyone.
Who's calling?
Oh, my name's Roy.
Roy?
Yes.
Okay, just a second.
Oh, who's this?
Oh, just a second.
Are you Abdel?
Hi, Kim, that's a call for you.
Oh, sweet.
Roy, yeah.
Well, I can talk to that you.
Hello.
Hello, is this Kim? Kim? Hello, Kim?
Yes.
Oh, hey, this Roy down the street.
Hi.
Hi. I was jogging past your house, and one of your lights are out on your gate.
Oh, okay.
It's burnt out, and it looks stupid. It makes it look like all these hobos live here. And you have two gates, and, like, one light is out on each gate. So it looks extra,
oh, really?
Extra hobo-y.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you might want to get someone out there immediately and change the bulbs, because, I mean, ugh.
I'm sorry, where do you live?
Oh, just kind of around the corner, not too far.
On Heritage Court?
Yeah, well, no, I'm actually on Holbrook.
Oh, you're on Holbrook, and you're telling me my house looks like a hobo?
Well, it's just because the lights are out. I mean, and that dumb adobe wall, but, yeah, I mean, I just...
The adobe wall?
Well, I mean, it looks, you know, it's not bricks. I mean, it doesn't look like the one in front of our house, which is on the National Registry of, you know, famous walls.
I'm sorry, are you serious?
Yes, ma'am.
No, you can't be serious. You're from Holbrook, and you're kidding me that you think my acre property doesn't come up to standard with yours?
No, I'm just saying that the wall looks kind of gay, and the lights are out. That's the main thing. The lights are out, so you probably
okay,
want to have...
Okay, you just said my wall looks gay? Well, I'm sorry, but don't you think you're just being absolutely, ridiculously rude?
Maybe you should...
It looks gay?
Put bricks up instead of whatever that... Is that
I have bricks? I don't have bricks on my wall.
No, I'm saying maybe you should have bricks instead of... It looks like drywall or something. It looks like you just...
I don't have drywall. I have... plaster on my wall.
Oh, that's
expensive
even worse.
Plaster on my gate.
Is it very expensive? Because, I mean, it looks like yellow and fading. It looks like plaster inside of a house that someone smokes inside a lot, and it gets all yellowish and gross.
Really? When did you move in this
that's
neighborhood?
Just my opinion.
Your opinion? Your opinion is absolutely not respected, because this is an expensive wall that we paid for. An expensive stucco that we've redone.
So,
and just the fact that you are coming up with this ridiculous moment that you... How did you even get my phone number?
It's in the phone book. But, I mean, you got ripped off if that's an expensive wall. I mean,
Oh, really?
I thought you were just
saving... How about you just move out of the neighborhood and then you could live somewhere else?
I thought you were just saving money with that wall. Or
Really? Oh, maybe I should hire you. What do you do? Like, are you a garbage man, or what do you do?
Yeah, I would be a garbage man. Come on.
Oh, I know. I don't know. There's all kinds of people with stupid opinions. Oh, he's just a Democrat. Let me guess.
Do you think all garbage men have stupid opinions?
No, I don't think all garbage men. I just think you do.
Do you like stand out?
I think you're absolutely rude right now.
On garbage day and yell at the garbage man, like, oh my God, your opinions are so stupid.
Oh, no, I actually don't, because I don't go out and give my garbage man opinions, because they take my
garbage. You were making fun of garbage men, so I just figured, you know, you just
really?
Didn't like
and
garbage
what,
men.
And who the hell are you? Seriously, who are you?
I'm sorry that I offended you. I just want to let you know that your lights are out.
Oh, you offended me? No, you didn't you offended everyone in this whole neighborhood.
I did? How?
And the simple fact that I don't even know where you're coming from.
Well, I told you, I live, you know, just not too far away, over on Holbrook.
Obviously, oh really? And you think this is offensive?
Well, I'm just saying your fence looks like white trash, is all. I don't mean to be offensive, I'm just... Like,
seriously? Hon, why don't you come over and we can discuss it?
I mean, it's bad enough that you have a drywall there, but you have the lights are out.
I don't have drywall wall. I have stucco wall.
Oh, stucco. Same thing. You really should replace.
Oh, really? Oh, what do you have?
Mine's brick. It's on the
In your trailer. What do you have?
Oh, in my trailer on Holbrook. Yeah, okay. It's on the National Registry. It's a famous wall.
Oh, really? I'm so proud of you.
They make websites about our wall.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so fantastic. What daddy got you there where you're at?
Oh, I earned this wall myself.
Oh, really?
I built
you obviously didn't, because you wouldn't have this much rudeness to actually say something like this.
We've
improved this house more than when we moved in.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, your house looks nice. I like your house. Even though you have that big satellite dish from the 80s. I mean, what is that?
I don't have a satellite dish in my house. Who the hell is this? Where are you coming from?
Have you looked?
We don't have a satellite dish in our house anymore.
You have one of those gigantic satellite dishes from the 80s. Like,
no, honey, that's been gone for years. Seriously?
You need
who
to
is
your,
this?
Look on your roof, because it's still up there.
It's not on our roof. It's been gone for over 3 years.
12-foot diameter satellite dish on your roof.
No, we don't have. We have DirecTV. So I'm not sure who this is, but you're not funny, and I'm done with you.
That's the end. Oh, I should have posted the... Oh, hold on one second. Let me turn this audio file off. Okay, so thank God that wasn't lost. That lady was amazing. She is everything I hoped that all of my prank call victims in this city could be, in this rich neighborhood. I'm posting on my other IRC account, stucco wall and satellite dish. I should have done this during the call. But yeah, she was awesome. Thank God I didn't lose that. That would have sucked to lose that call. That's, like, so far, that is my favorite call out of all the calls I've done on these two nights of calling rich people. So when Brent Westwood starts up his show, which could be in 30 minutes, maybe it's in 90 minutes, I don't know. Oh, I need to turn off tiny chat bleeps. IRC is full, and I'm not helping matters because... I better turn on music. Hold on, before I lose my stupid thing again. There. Oh wait, someone told me I need to play Lily Allen. IRC is full. VN, your stupid IRC server is garbage. I'm like that rich lady, you know. My IRC server is better than your IRC server. But anyway, if anyone is listening tonight and they can't get through to the IRC on Madhouse, then go to the Tiny Chat. Tiny Chat is tinychat.com/cactusthis. tinychat.com/cactusthis. Go in there. There's only 7 people in there, and it's going to be different people than it's an IRC, but at least you'll be somewhere. Yes, Ramsack, I'm Ramsau, whoever you are. I'm talking about Madhouse's IRC. It's apparently full, because I couldn't get through before. Sloth said, someone told me Sloth couldn't get on. I don't know. I'm ready to call a new person, though. Like, my show might be ending in 30 minutes, if Brent Westwood comes on. When Brent Westwood comes on, I'm going to organize some of these numbers I have and try and get him to call some. So that could be fun. Maybe Brent Westwood will call these rich people also. But let's see. Next one. I gotta look at their picture of their house. See what they have. Oh, they have a hobo mailbox. Look at that hobo mailbox. Only a hobo would have a mailbox like that. Who has a mailbox like that? Freaking hobos live in this place. What were they thinking? I mean, come on, yeah, let's spend $4 million on our house, and then we'll go to Home Depot and spend $12 on a hobo mailbox. That's a good idea. This hobo mailbox pisses me off. Oh, everyone's telling me to post the link. I'm going to post the link to the hobo mailbox, even though they're not going to answer. Look at this goddamn hobo mailbox. So you guys, if I drop from the stream, please, in IRC, just immediately say, RBCP, you're not on the stream. Something happened. If it just goes to... If whatever happens, if I disappear, please tell me that I disappeared. Because I had no idea I was off the stream. So I blame everyone else. Blame all of you motherfuckers. God damn it. 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 Oh, I got an email that told me to stop all the Jesus bashing. So I'm sorry if God damn it is Jesus bashing. I can't stop saying God damn it though. It's my favorite word. Alright. No answer?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
No,
six,
no,
five,
no,
zero,
don't do it.
Four, shh, eight,
shh,
five.
No, 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 no. Okay. Legend says remember music volume. Is the volume too loud, you guys? Is this music too loud? I'm sorry. If it is, it's my fault. My fault. Sorry. 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 My fault.
Hello?
Hi, is Carlos there?
No, he's not. Who's calling?
Oh, is this Maria?
Maria? Yeah, who's this?
Oh, did I reach Maria?
Who is this?
Oh, it's Roy. Don't freak out. I'm a neighbor of yours, and I keep getting your mail. I'm receiving your mail for some reason. I don't know why.
My mail?
Yes. Yes, it's like all the mail from your house for Carlos and Rubio and Margarita. It's all coming to my house. I don't know why.
Where's your house?
Oh, it's just, it's nearby. I'm on Marymount Avenue.
You're on Marymount? How weird.
I know, it's crazy. I'm gonna,
okay, well, can you pop it into my mailbox, or I can pick it up
from
you?
Oh, no, I'm not gonna give it to you. Like, here, I've got, like, the mail here. I'm gonna rip it and... I'm ripping up your mail. Ripping it.
Why?
Just because I'm a sociopath, and I'm just going to rip up your mail.
Oh, this is a scam.
No, it's
okay,
not a
bye-bye.
Scam. No, how would I be scamming you? How is that a scam? I just got called by those scammers that call you up and rip up your mail on the phone. How is that a scam? All right, that was weird. So if any of you listen to PLA Radio, that's where I got the you know, I got your mail ideas, because I did that like 5 or 6 years ago on PLA Radio. I told everyone that I got their mail, and I was like shredding it. I was putting it in my shredder and stuff. How is that a scam? What kind of scam is that? XYZ in the chat room says, I almost had her bank account number, but she cut me off just in the nick of time, right before I was able to get it. I was going to wire millions to myself, but she was too smart for me. I want to do that to someone else. I want to, like, rip up their mail. I was holding her mail hostage, Sloth says. XYZ says I need to eat her mail. That's what I did in the PLA Radio. I ate people's mail on the phone. I ripped it up into pieces and I started eating it. I'm going to eat her mail. I'm going to eat the next person's mail. You know she's calling the police department right now. I just had a Nigerian scammer call me. They said they had my mail. Oh, so is the background music, is it too loud right now? Is it crazy loud? Because it doesn't seem loud to me. But I've been playing around with levels, so I don't know. So let me know, please, and I'll turn it down. Or off. I haven't received any calls tonight. From, you know, callbacks from anyone in the area. I hope I can give some of these to Brent Westwood. That'll be fun to hear him do some of these. I still have plenty left. I've got at least 4 or 5 pages left of these. All these people. Jihad says he can't hear the music. You can't hear the music? That's weird. This guy's name is Adolf.
Hello?
Adolf.
Yep.
I've been getting your mail. I'm one of your neighbors.
Yes.
And I've been receiving your mail for like a week now. I'm over on Marymount Avenue.
I'll be darned.
That's crazy.
Are you right on the corner of Marymount?
Yeah, yeah, right on the corner. Do you know me then?
Number 2?
Yeah, that's the one. And
oh,
like,
well, that's the problem. I used to trade for, what's the name of the fellow who was the Hewlett-Packard chief?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He used to get magazines for his wife there, too.
Oh, it happened before I was here then?
I know that we're the last half block on the delivery day on every day.
That stupid fucking mailman. Because I'm getting mail for Adolf and Janet.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah, it's like for the past week, it seems like I get all your mail, like it's being forwarded or something.
Oh, for gosh sake.
Ugh.
Well, he really screwed up today. I got 3 pizzas myself.
You got pizzas?
Pieces of mail.
Oh, you have my mail?
No.
Oh, someone else's
but
mail.
Here and there I do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. How can we get together and pick those up?
Oh, fuck that. No, I'm not giving it to you.
Oh.
No, I'm going to rip it up. Like, I...
Well, those are bills anyway.
No, these aren't bills. These look like... These are handwritten envelopes, and I'm... I could, like, read a couple lines in the very beginning before I rip up the letters. Well, no, or I could just rip it up and take the little pieces and eat them. Paper.
Tastes good, huh?
Yeah, it's delicious. I don't know what kind of ink they use, but I think I'm getting high. Oh, here's another one. This one had a credit card in it. I can't rip up the credit card. I'm going to have to get scissors for that. You can rip up my mail, too, I guess. I mean, it's only fair. Oh, more.
Well, I better let you finish your dinner.
Okay, I'll let you go, then. I'm going to finish eating your mail and ripping it up and throwing it in the fireplace.
Okay.
Have a nice night, Adolf.
You do the same.
Sweet dreams.
Okay.
Bye. That was the coolest guy ever. Enigma 420. He says, I'm good at deep throating. Thank you, Enigma. I do my best. I'm going to play a song and go get some water or something. I'm thirsty. I'm out of stuff to drink up here. And then I will call some more people, maybe for an hour, maybe for 10 minutes. I don't know when Brent's coming on, or if he's coming on. Yeah, I'll probably quit, though, in an hour, regardless. But, okay, be right back. Hi, Roxy.
Hi, RBCP.
What you doing?
I just got to work.
Holy shit.
What are you doing?
Where do you work at? We're live on the air, by the way.
Oh, we're live right now?
Yeah.
We're live?
Yes.
Oh, hi, everybody. I have an announcement.
Oh, breaking news. What's your breaking news?
Well, I just finished up doing a rough draft of the intro. And as people angry at each other, or not angry at each other, angry at me. And it's got your favorites. It's got Tombstone in it, Diaz, Gunner, Samantha, me.
What is it again? It's an intro to your new show?
My old new show.
That you claim. Is that what you're trying to send me? Because I was like in the middle of stuff. Yeah. I couldn't pick up.
Yes, that's what I was trying to send you. Yep. Huh. Yep. Yep. I work overnights, so can't really, you know, do a whole lot anymore.
Can I play it for everyone in the air right now? Or no? Is that a no? You got quiet. I think that's a no. Oh, internet connection problem. And I was going to save her intro file. Roxy! Come back, Roxy! 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 Alright, we lost Roxy. Roxy, are you back? Roxy? I mean, Stacy? I don't know who Roxy is. Stacy, are you there? Stacy? Well, apparently Stacy from The Fun Show is going to start up her show again. She's been claiming this is going to happen for a long time now. But it never happens, so I don't know. Let me try and call another person. Here goes. Oh, she's calling back. So I guess I have to stop what I'm doing and pick up the phone. Hi, Rox.
Okay, can you...
Stacy.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm going to try to send it to you again, okay?
Okay. Am I going to play it on the air? Or no?
You can.
Okay.
I tried to upload it, but I didn't remember the password. So, I mean, you can upload it if you want.
Okay.
Okay, have fun.
Oh, wait, are you sending it to me again, or...?
I'm going to send it to you again right now.
Okay, if you send it again, I'll play it on the air.
Awesome, and keep in mind it's a very rough draft.
Okay.
I'm not done with it yet.
And it's got Tombstone and who else in it?
A bunch of other people.
Such as?
I don't remember anymore.
Okay, fine.
Work, okay? I can't talk.
Okay, fine. Bye. Have a nice night at work.
I won't. Bye.
Bye. Alright, let me try and call this person that I just hung up on. Hopefully Roxy will send me the intro to her new show. Because Gunner's song isn't good enough for her. I thought Gunner's song was pretty awesome, but... Whatever. She doesn't like it, apparently. She thinks it's stupid. Breaking news, everyone. This just in. Roxy thinks that Gunner's intro song for her show is stupid, and she hates it, and she's never going to use it again.
Hi, this is Giancarlo.
Alright, I have two more on this page to call. But before I do that, breaking news, everyone. Breaking news. Roxy has been claiming for a while she's going to start her show back up, The Fun Show, which personally I'm a fan of. I always thought The Fun Show was awesome. I have it playing regularly on Phone Losers Radio, Stream, Shoutcasting. She's been claiming it's going to come back, but then she disappears for, you know, weeks at a time and nobody ever hears anything from her. But she's just sent me a file, and this is the new opening intro song for her show. And I've never heard it yet. I'm clicking open for the very first time. I don't know. It might be horrible. It might be amazing. But we're about to find out. Here goes. Here is Stacy's new opening song for The Fun Show.
Because it was the fun show.
Holy shit.
But don't call here and get uppity to me, okay?
I am.
Don't play dumb. Y'all just called me trying to prank call, but y'all forgot to block your number.
Fucking ass.
Oh, why are you mad?
You slimy little fucking whiny piece of NDP goddamn fucking piece of shit.
My name is Emperor Tombstone. I can talk to spirits beyond the grave.
Don't start fucking whining. It's not fucking bullshit. I know something I don't know nothing about.
You could triple front back, trace it front everything if you want to do. Put it in the microwave and toast it, shit. I don't care.
Come on over here. Kick my fucking ass, you little fucking piece of shit.
Well, I don't want to...
Come here, you little fucker.
Are you guys having fun?
Don't fucking talk about it, blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna phone up and whine and fuck on snivel to you like a fucking bitch with panties on. Come on here and kick my ass.
Don't ever call this again, because I called the FBI.
You guys are not sure how to hang up.
All right, that was it. That was Stacy's new intro, and she says, keep in mind it's a very rough draft. It's not as amazing as Gunner's song. Gunner's phone show song. I mean, fun show song, not phone show, sorry. But, like, nobody can top Gunner in theme show songs. I'm calling the next person on the list.
Hello.
Hi, is this Patricia?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, it's Gary. I've a neighbor of yours. I've been getting your mail by accident, I guess.
You've been getting my mail?
Yeah, I live over on Marymount.
Oh, I don't live on Euclid anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Well, did you?
But you're getting mail now.
Did you accidentally forward your mail to me? Maybe.
Why would I forward my mail to you?
I don't know, because you're stupid. Are you still in the same... Are you in the...
Oh, my gosh. I gave the wrong number.
What? No, this is Patricia, right?
Yeah, but you just call me stupid?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I don't know. Like, do you still live in... then?
I'm sorry. I'm not going to take this call.
It's not a wrong number. I have your mail. Do you want your mail back?
What is your name?
Roy.
Your name's Gary? Roy?
Gary Roy. I'm getting mail for Patricia, Rosemary, Mark, and I don't know what to do with it.
And what's your address?
If you're going to have an attitude, I'll just rip it up. I'll just stop.
No, no, I'm going to try and figure out why it's being sent to you.
Here's
is it a similar
mail.
Address?
Ripping it up into little pieces because you're being such a bitch. Take that. Take that, Patricia. If you don't want your mail back, this is what happens. Big jerk. You big jerk. And she hung up. That was boring. Boring. Gotta mark that as called. And I have one left on this page. And Brent Westwood just came on Skype. Brent Westwood just came on Skype, so I mean, I guess that means he's starting... either soon or in an hour from now. I don't know when, but... Yay! Brent Westwood. I'm going to send him some of these numbers to call. We had a couple good calls.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Anne?
Who?
Is this Anne?
No.
Oh, is Mark there? Or Anne?
Who's calling?
You, I'm Roy. I live over on Marymount. I'm here.
Oh, Marymount.
Yeah. Oh, over on Marymount.
Okay, so this is Chen.
Oh,
and
hey,
Mark.
Hey, Chen.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Oh.
Marymount, where in Marymount?
Oh, you know, just a few blocks away. I've been getting your mail by mistake.
Oh.
Isn't that... Oh! Yeah, I've been getting your mail by mistake. I'm not sure why, for about a week now. Seems like I keep getting
really?
Your... Yeah.
So, okay. So, what is your number? We should come over and... How did you... Oh, I'm glad you could find us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're in the phone book. I'm getting mail for Anne. And it looks like your name is it Chien? And Mark?
Yeah.
I'm getting mail for all of you. It's all coming to my house for some reason.
Oh, so what is your number?
Weird.
We are at 52.
Yeah.
Euclid.
Yeah, yeah, I'm over on Marymount.
Yeah, but what is your number so we can go pick it up?
I brought some of it over a few days ago. I threw it in your recycle bin. In the blue trash can.
Oh, so you think they are junk mail?
Well, no, it wasn't junk. It looked like serious correspondence. Some of it was handwritten. It looked like
But if this you throw in the recycle bin,
yeah,
then we'll get picked up as recycled.
Oh, that sucks for you. I mean, it's not my problem, but I'm gonna bring the rest over tonight. I'm gonna like jump over your fence and put it in your tree.
You know what? We can easily just go to your house and pick them up.
Oh, I don't allow visitors to my house. It's a strict rule.
Okay.
Because we're in the public eye. We're not allowed to have people over. We're in the witness protection program.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right, but you can, I can see that. Your point is then, if they are getting in the recycle bin, then it's our problem. But
maybe I'll just jog by, really nonchalant. I'll jog by your
house. You know what? If you next time, maybe you can just put it in our mailbox.
Oh no, that's a federal offense. You can't put things in other people's mailbox. That's against the law. But no, here's what
really?
I'll do. Yeah, it's against the law. I'm gonna tie bricks to the mail. I'm going to tie bricks to each of the letters, and I'm going to throw them over your shrubs.
No, don't do it. So are you behind us? No, you're not behind us, because we know our neighbor behind us.
Yeah, you know that person. I'm not that person. That's crazy. No, but
I know them, so I know you're not.
Yeah, right? No, I'm not that person.
Right, so you...
Don't even...
Because we have a swamp at the back.
Oh.
So that would be... So, you know what? Maybe you should talk to my husband. Then that would be a better solution. Maybe we don't visit you, but we can...
I'm on Euclid. The swamp's not on this side. I'm on Euclid. I'm gonna tie the mail to bricks, and I'm going to throw them over the hedges. But there's no swamp on this side. Is there? Is there a swamp by the road by Euclid?
No, but hold on. So why don't we?
I'm gonna tie
Why don't you talk to my husband? Hold on.
Wait, I have one of those quadcopters. I'm gonna.
Hello.
Oh hi. I've been getting your mail.
Oh really?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's weird. I've been getting mail for all of your names. It seems like, and I was just trying to figure out how to get it back to you guys.
Sure.
For Mark, Mark and
where
Ann.
Are you? My wife didn't say anything.
Oh, I'm over on Marymount. I was thinking I have a quadcopter, and I'm going to tie it to the quadcopter and like hover it over your house and drop it in the...
I could just come over there.
No. I'm not allowed to have visitors. It's ever since the incident. But I know you have a tennis court next to your house.
That's correct.
But, I mean, that's the neighbors, I think. I can't drop it on the tennis court. Like, I could just drop it on your roof. I'm going to drop all the mail on your roof from the quadcopter.
Okay. Well, actually, on the roof wouldn't be so convenient because I would have to get up on the roof.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Dump it on the patio. You know where there's a patio with an arbor and some wisteria
Looking at Google Maps, and it seems like your patio is kind of obscured by trees. I can see part of the pool. I'm trying to look at a good drop site.
Oh, yeah. If you drop it near the pool, on the side of the pool, that would be great.
I could put it in Ziploc bags and drop it in the pool.
That would be a little...
It'd be less... I mean, it'd be more convenient than on your roof, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Chin said you had a swamp. Work. You have a swamp?
A swamp?
Yeah, that's what she said. But she sounds like she's high on meth. So I'm not sure if she was... Like, because I said I was just going to jog by on Euclid and throw them over the hedges, tie it to a brick.
Yeah.
There's not a swamp there, though, is there? Like,
no, there isn't. No.
You need to, like, get her in rehab or something.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's just ridiculous. There's no swamp out there that I've ever noticed. I mean, the
just the pool.
Okay, well, I'm thinking, like, tonight... At midnight, I have infrared cameras on the quadcopter. I'm going to bring it over to the house and drop them in the pool.
Sounds good.
Drop your mail in the pool. We've been getting it for about a week now, so you might want to contact the post office.
Yeah, really. That's weird. What's your address on Marymount?
Oh, I'm not allowed to tell. I'm not allowed to have visitors, so it's...
I see. Okay.
It's moot.
Very good. All right. Well, okay. I'll look forward to looking for the mail in the pool.
Yeah, if you're up, you'll see it drop. But otherwise, it'll be there in the morning.
Thank you.
Sure, you're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Give Chin hugs and put her in rehab. That guy was very accepting of my quadcopter thing. Didn't want me to put it on the roof, just in the pool. Oh, Tyler had the best idea. He said he should have a tiny boat in the pool that I could drop it into. I wish I would have seen that. I wish I would read the chat room when I'm in a call. Oh, and I think I forgot to post the pictures of the house. It's not a very good house. It's a boring house. I'm not going to post the pictures. So I'm taking notes because I'm really excited about the YouTube videos I can make for these calls, because that'll be fun. Like, I can, while the calls are playing, I'm always looking for something to do on YouTube with the video. Usually I just do a still picture, but on these I can have Google Maps zooming all over the place. I can zoom onto their pool and into their swamp over by Euclid. It'll be the best. I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to talk to Brent and see if he's coming on tonight so I can let you guys know. I will be back in a minute.
At the high school car wash, you drive into the yard. Those cheerleaders are gonna have to scrub your wheels real hard. You pull out your folding chair, it's gonna take a while. You look just like a crocodile. You look just like a crocodile.
Hello.
Hi. Is this David?
Is this David?
Oh, you're David?
Oh, no, I'm not David.
Oh, is this Randall?
No.
Oh, is David or Randall there?
No.
Oh, balls.
At the moment.
I'm sorry, what?
Not at the moment.
Oh, is Mary there?
Who?
Mary.
Who is this?
Roy.
Roy.
Yep.
Roy who?
Jurabelle. I live in the neighborhood.
Yeah, they're not here right now.
Balls. Okay, well, I'll try back later, I guess, then.
Hey, please don't call back.
Why not? I need to talk to them. What? What? What was that? What a jerk. Why can't I call back? Is such bullshit. I'm offended. I think he could tell that I was a garbage man. Later tonight, he's gonna be like, David, we had a garbage man call. I told him not to call back.
Hello?
Hi.
David?
Yeah. What? Hey, is this Judith?
What?
Is it Judith?
Yes, who is this?
David.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing?
We're watching the game. What are you doing?
Oh, the Giants, right?
Yeah.
Oh, those fucking Giants.
Is this David?
Yeah, the one on Marymount. I'm your neighbor. I've been getting your mail.
Oh.
I don't know why I keep getting mail for Judith and Jerome.
Tell me again. What is your name?
Oh, my name's David. I live over on Marymount.
Oh, okay. You can. Is it addressed to us or to you?
Oh, it's addressed to you, to Jerome and Judith.
Yeah.
And it keeps coming to my house, and I'm not sure why.
Well, can you give it back to the mailman, or?
Oh, I guess I could. I mean, I didn't think about that.
I hate to have you make the trip to come up here.
Oh, I wasn't going to do that. I was just going to tell you to you know, stop forwarding your mail to my house. And, like, just to teach you a lesson, I'm going to rip it up on the phone.
Wait a minute.
Take that.
Wait a minute. Like, what is this?
Well, I'm tired of getting your mail. It's like I try to look through my mail, and just constantly I see Judith and Jerome. And
why don't you just leave it in your mailbox and give it back to the mailman?
Why should I have to spend that kind of effort to for you to get?
Wait a minute. What is the address on that mail?
It has 90 Court, but then there's a forwarding sticker on it to my house over on Marymount.
Okay.
And, oh, this one has a sample of KY jelly.
And I wish you wouldn't do that. I wish you would just leave it in your mailbox and let the mailman take it back.
I'm going to rip it up into tiny pieces, and then I'll leave it in the mailbox.
Okay, forget it.
And then, lesson learned, Big Cat says from the chat room. He says, lesson learned. He says, lesson learned. Big Cat from the chat room, that's what you get for not knowing how to address your mail.
Okay.
But
I would appreciate it if you just leave it in the mailbox
for
the mailman.
Okay, I will. As soon as I finish ripping it into tiny pieces.
No, I don't want you to rip it. Leave it.
I'm going to come to your house, and I'm going to, like, tonight after dark, I'm going to come and, like, throw all these little pieces into your yard. That'll teach you.
Can you tell me where you live?
On Marymount.
And what's your address?
Oh, I'm not telling you that. I don't need your bullshit over here.
And what's your last name?
No. I'm just going to finish, and, like, later tonight, I'm going to throw all the little bitty pieces in your pool.
Let me ask you, how did you get our telephone number?
It's in the phone book.
No, it's not.
Well, why is it in the... It's in the phone book. It says Jerome and Judith. That's how I got your name from here, from all these letters that keep coming to me.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Well, actually, your phone number was in one of these letters.
What?
Your phone number was in one of these letters. It's a personal handwritten letter from a relative, and it had your phone number on it.
Okay.
Because they were trying to get a hold of you, and then they couldn't. And they said, is this still your number? Here's the letter. Here, it's this one. She's gone. She's gone. I think I have 30 minutes left till Brent's on. These are exciting times. Alright, next one is on the same... Nope, on a different street. Okay, let me get a picture of his house before I call him. I've been just calling these blindly. I don't know what their houses look like. Person lives on Fletcher Drive. Oh, they have a puppy dog mailbox. That's so cute. I wanna buy her puppy dog mailbox. This is the cutest puppy dog mailbox I've ever seen. Oh, I forgot to eat her mail. Sorry, everyone. Yes, Dirty Aaron is going on. He said he's still getting ready.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Matthew?
Yes.
Oh, hey. I've been, I've drove by your house, and I noticed that cute puppy dog mailbox you have.
Yes.
And I was wondering if I could buy it. Money's no object. I really would like that puppy dog mailbox.
Well, you have to talk to Deb.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah, sure. I'll talk to Deb.
Okay. Deb? Oops.
Are you guys watching the Giants game?
No.
Oh, okay, just checking. I sure am. I mean, anyone that doesn't watch the Giants game, come on.
It has sentimental value, so I don't know if your quest will be fruitful. Deb?
Did your kid make it in, like, school or something?
A guy wants to buy a puppy dog mailbox.
Nope. Deb said nope.
Oh, I mean, can I just talk to her? I think I can talk sense into her.
All right. Wait a second. Deb, he wants to talk to you. Nope.
Is it look like the puppy dog that I hear barking in the background?
That's Dondo and Kiwi.
Oh, okay. That doesn't answer the question at all.
Okay, sorry.
Well, the reason I want to buy it is because it, like, I drive by your house every day, and it's just like when I drive by, it's fucking looking at me. It's fucking looking at me. I'm gonna put that fucking thing in the fireplace. I'm gonna burn it in the backyard. You tell Deb.
No.
Deb, I'm sick of that fucking thing looking at me. I'm gonna start like putting a shirt over it or something, a coat. Like throw a bed sheet over the top of it so it'll stop looking at me with its dead fucking eyes.
Oh well, sorry.
What the hell? did like one of your kids make that?
No, it's the kid's favorite. So
it's well, I mean, but it needs to stop looking at me. Can you face it in the other direction?
Sorry.
I need it to face in the other direction.
All right. Sorry.
I want you to turn that mailbox. If you don't do it, I'm going to do it myself. I want it to face the other direction. How is it mounted on there? Does it just take Phillips screws?
Okay.
I didn't need to bring a socket wrench because I'm going to turn that thing around.
Please don't.
No, it's going to happen. I'm sick of that fucking thing looking at me every single morning. Every single morning, every single afternoon when I drive by, it's just looking at me.
Don't look at it.
Well, no, I can't help it. Like, I drive by and it's just staring at me. It's really starting to piss me off.
Well, please don't touch it.
Got to be done about that thing.
Nope.
I'm tired of it.
All right.
Let me talk to Deb.
No, she doesn't want to talk about it. And seriously, okay, just leave our mailbox alone. It's been with us for 28 years, and it's our kid's favorite.
It needs to, but I mean, I'm tired of it, though. Like, it's got to stop.
It's our property, and anyway.
Somebody's got to do something, and I'm going to be the one to do it.
No, good night. Bye.
Fuck that fucking mailbox. I hope you guys looked at that thing in the chat room. I posted a link to it. So Dirty Aaron is getting stuff ready. He's going to be starting his show soon. He says he will take my numbers. So I would think like within the next 30 minutes. Lux is like, that's how I stop a crime and protect a sentimentally valuable mailbox. I say, please don't. I'm going to try and do a morning show this coming week. I'm going to do a show in the morning where I can call all of these people that aren't answering. So hopefully that'll happen this coming week. Probably won't be on Monday because that seems to be the day that Carlito likes doing his show. Hopefully Carlito will be on in the mornings again sometime this week. He was on this past Monday and it was hilarious. Anyone that doesn't believe me should go to Madhouse Live, youtube.com/madhouseradio, and listen to the latest show. It's good stuff. Carlito will not be doing a show. Well, no, actually, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night. But this week, he is switching to Thursdays. So he might be on tomorrow night, but he might not be because he's doing Thursday this week. Man, I'm so glad I didn't lose that lady with the stucco wall on the satellite dish on her roof. That would have been tragic if I'd lost that. I would be so depressed right now. If you're having trouble getting into the Madhouse chat room, that's because the end sucks. Oh wait, I need to, puppy dog mailbox. I gotta make a note here. So if you can't get into the Madhouse chat room, go to tinychat.com/cactusthis. And that will get you... That's another chat room, but a lot of the same people are in that one. I'm going to try and call someone on the same street again, on the same street that I just called. Everyone be listening on Thursday night tonight. Madhouse on Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm pretty sure something's going to happen tomorrow night, though, so be listening tomorrow night. Sloth is talking about doing something.
Hello?
Hi, is this Henry?
It is.
Hey, Henry.
Hi.
It's Roy. Down the street, over on Merrimack.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What's this regarding? Sorry.
Oh, were you watching the Giants game tonight?
No, not at all.
Oh, good. I don't watch the Giants either. I think sports are stupid. And people who watch them are stupid. I was just wondering, like, I don't know, like, next to your street, you have all that ivy stuff on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, that surrounds your trees, and I think it looks dumb. Maybe you should put hedges there instead.
It's not our house.
What are you doing there, then?
We're renting it.
You're renting your house?
Yeah.
That's something a hobo would do. Are you guys, like, hobos? Who rents a house?
Sorry, I'm confused.
Who rents a house in this neighborhood? Like,
sorry,
okay, well, never mind the ivy. Do you think you can, like, maybe on when it's not trash day, can you bring your garbage cans up? Because you leave your garbage... Well, they're out, and you got them all facing different directions. It looks like hobos live here.
Okay. We bring them in every time, at the end of the day.
I don't know.
When I come back from work.
You're kind of slow about it. I mean, it's out there all day on garbage day.
Yeah, because I bring them in when I come back from work.
Can't you hire somebody to...
Sorry,
like,
who are you?
Hire someone to come over and pick them up early before you get back from work. Because I get home from work before you do. Because they're ugly and they're not even facing the right direction.
Well, that's because the bin people have moved them around.
Oh, don't try and blame them for everything that you do wrong.
I'm not blaming. Sorry, who are you?
Blame the bin people. Come on.
Who are
you? Some of them are open and some are closed. And then some of them are facing northwest while the other ones face
north-southwest.
My name is Roy. I live over on Merrimack.
Okay.
So, I mean, basically just, cut it out with the garbage cans. I mean, we're not a neighborhood of hobos, if you haven't noticed.
Nice talking to you.
Okay, well, I mean, have a nice night. Enjoy the Giants game.
Bye.
Maybe you should watch the Giants game. Alright, I didn't make a friend. 20 minutes till Brent Westwood! I wonder how much his rent is. I should have asked him that. It's gotta be expensive. Alright, I'm gonna look at this person's house before I call. Because I wasn't ready for that guy. Like, I had to, like, position my map and everything.
Good evening.
Oh, hi, is Marcy there?
Who's calling?
Oh, it's Dave down the street.
Who?
Dave, over on Merrimack. I'm a neighbor.
What's the purpose of your call?
I can barely hear you.
What's the purpose of your call?
Talking, like, okay, on your phone, there's one end of the phone that has the cord sticking out of it. That's the part you speak into. That's the microphone.
What's your name?
Oh, my name's Dave. Is Marcy there? Is Marcy around? Hello? Hello? Hopefully you guys can hear him. I can barely hear him. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Someone the other day said we need to vote somebody out of the neighborhood. I'm going to try and do that in the next one. Hello, sir? Sir? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Marcy?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank goodness. You drive that kind of like silverish light colored Jeep thing. I don't know what that's called. That's you, right?
Yes, I have a Jeep.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the silverish one, like the light colored one.
Yeah, who's calling?
Well, this is Dave from over on Merrimack. And I mean, I keep seeing your Jeep thing. It keeps driving past my house over and over. And I mean, can you cut it out? I'm
very sorry. You've got the wrong person.
I'm trying to watch
I know where Marymount is.
Oh, I know you do.
I do not drive on Marymount.
Oh, no. Don't insult Marymount. I mean, I'm just saying, can you please just stop driving down my street, like, over and over? I feel like you're going to do a drive-by or something.
I haven't driven on Marymount, I bet, in 10 months.
I mean, that sounds convincing, but I know that you are. You keep going around and around past. I'm trying to watch the Giants game here, and I have the window open, and I can see you drive by every time.
Oh, you like, cannot. I haven't even been in my car the last month.
I don't know what you're trying to prove, but...
I don't know what you're trying to prove, Dave. I think this is a very crank call.
It's a very crank call.
What is your last name?
McDaverson. But I mean, I've like at least a dozen times driven by tonight, like just 5 minutes ago. Yes.
Are you kidding? I haven't been out of my house today.
I find that hard to believe because you're
I'm very sorry.
I know what.
You've got the wrong person. I'm not going to argue with you.
I know you're
the wrong person. I've been working in my yard all day long.
Well, maybe you're just.
No, I have not been in my car. I didn't even go to the market.
Well,
and I go to the market on Woodside Road.
You're the only one with that kind of Jeep, and you keep driving it past my house
all night. I am not the
only one.
Go on. I'm not the only one with a 2001 silver Jeep.
That's the one, the 2001, and it keeps going by my house, and I can see you.
I looked. You got the wrong person. I don't know why you're calling me or how you got my telephone number.
I looked with binoculars, and I could see that it was you in the driver's seat. So, I mean, just stop denying it.
Thank you very much.
And I know it's you.
Goodbye.
You need to stop it. All right.
Dave?
Yes?
What's your number on Marymount?
Listen, you need to talk into the right side of the phone.
I am talking into it.
What's wrong with that phone? Is it from the 50s?
Yes.
Is it seriously? Because, I mean, you realize those microphones, they go out.
What's your number on Marymount?
You need to replace the microphone. Like, unscrew the mouthpiece, and there's a little element thing in there, and you can take it out.
Do you want to give me your telephone number?
If you're not going to replace the microphone, you need to replace that phone, because I can't hear you.
I will do that. Give me your number on Marymount.
I refuse to give you my number on Marymount until you talk on a normal phone that I can hear on.
Just a minute.
Those things don't last forever. You need to do regular maintenance on your telephone, or people aren't going to be able to hear you. It's stupid. Evil Idea says he needs to put it in the microwave to recharge it, and I agree.
Hello, Dave.
Oh, hey, see, look at that. I can hear you now. Isn't that crazy? Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you how to fix it.
No, you
need to take the phone.
You don't have to tell me that. What you need to do is give me your telephone number.
You put it in the microwave for just 25 seconds, and that will recharge it.
You do. You'll be advised we'll be calling the police immediately.
No, don't call the police. That's
silly. We were going to call the police.
No,
right?
I should call the police. She's the one that keeps harassing me and driving by my house on Marymount.
Give me your number on Marymount, please.
No, because I'm just... Let
Why
me,
not?
Let me walk you through the steps on how to fix your phone problem.
I don't need to fix the phone.
Oh, obviously you do. You didn't hear yourself. Okay, you need to get on that phone and call a friend and say, hey, friend, do I sound like garbage right now? And they're going to say yes. He's gone. Just a minute. See if he picks back up. Hello? Hello? That's the first person to threaten me with the cops tonight. I'm really impressed with that. Hello, 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 sir. Oh, I think What was that? Yeah, any second I'm going to hear him start pushing buttons on the microwave. Oh, he's gone now. I tried to help him out. I hope I helped him. I think that call is a positive call. I think it's good that call happened because he knows that his phone sounds like garbage now. Oh, and as usual, I forgot to post a picture of that house in the chat room. And it's not anything amazing to look at, but I'm going to post it just so you guys can see the picture of that lady's Jeep. I'm very impressed with myself. I don't know shit about cars, but I was able... I'm impressed with myself that I correctly guessed that that was a Jeep, because I don't know shit about cars. And yay for me. I'm a genius. Yay! I get applause. All right, I'm looking for the next one here. It is 11 minutes until Brent Westwood starts. I guess I should, officially end the show, because he's going to be stealing the stream from me any second now. Thank God. I'm so tired of this. All right, I'm going to call one of those ladies' neighbors. I've got to figure out which house is theirs. Typed it into the chat room. I'm going to call this guy named Daniel. And the link that I just posted, if you look a little bit over to the right, you will see a couple of walkers. They could be the people that live there. Or I think they're just walking by them. And then there's like a lady with her dog. Oh, I like Lux's new idea. I'm going to write this down. Lux has been giving ideas, and I haven't seen a lot of them. I'm sorry about that, Lux.
Reach the Albertis. Please leave a message.
But Lux says I need a complaint that they talk too loud, and it's a serious problem in the neighborhood. They need to knock it off, or I'm going to call the police on them. But, I mean, that's hilarious, because the houses are so far apart from each other. I can give noise complaints and say I can hear them and stuff. Thank you for all the suggestions, Lux. That's apparently your 11th one that you've pointed out to us. Sorry if I haven't used any of them at all. The show is officially over. I'm quitting the show for the night. I'm going to play a couple songs, and hopefully Brent Westwood will take over. Maybe I'll try and get some more numbers. I'll try and call a couple more while Brent Westwood sets up before he takes over. I will be sending... Brent Westwood / Dirty Aaron these numbers tonight. I'm going to get them together and, you know, put some notes together for him and stuff and format them correctly so everything's really easy for him. But thank you everyone for listening. It's been fun. We had a couple good ones. I like that lady that I almost lost, the stucco wall and satellite dish lady. Yeah, that's all. That's the end. This is the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. I've had fun. Wow, that was 3 hours. It doesn't seem like 3 hours, but that was 3 hours, apparently. Stay tuned. Don't stop listening. Brent Westwood is next. I will see you guys hopefully on a morning show next week.
Hi, I'm Rafi McRaverson. I spread good karma through positive music. Peace and harmony through my magical positive music. I'm the old lady lover. Your grandma's coming to my house for supper. She rode the train all through the beautiful country lanes and got in a taxi cab, hopped out the car and hopped up the steps and rung the doorbell.
What did happen next, pray tell?
Five big boners. Head that it blows my mind, and until the night's end, your grandma's having fun with four of my friends. Five big boners wiggling in your grandma's face. 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 It's the Lake Hill Stoner. My printer needs toner. And in your grandma's face.
face. Boners, boners, boners. I get all red when your grandma gives me head.